Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, Israel watches closely after shooting attack. Well-known Bible commentator expects 2026 to be another turbulent year. Israel is closely following the shooting attack against the Jewish community in Australia. And looking ahead to 2026, it will be a year of national elections in Israel in a troubled time. With more on this story, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news item in Israel has been the mass shooting against an outdoor Jewish gathering at Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. The shooting took place at the start of the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Two armed gunmen, a father and son, opened fire on a Jewish group celebrating the start of the Hanukkah holiday. The gunmen killed 15 people, including a rabbi who was originally from London and who had organized the holiday gathering. In Israel, all news is really local news, whether local, national, or international. The Israeli news media regularly reports on events involving Jews worldwide, almost as if such news items were local news of Israel. In other news, in looking to the new year of 2026, it will be a year of national elections in Israel. Elections are scheduled for October of 2026, but the government has the option of calling for early elections, or the government can end following a vote of no confidence. The war, which began 2 years ago, has ended, but the terms for peace have not yet been fully settled, and thus the situation is still unstable. And finally, as these Middle East reports are now coming to an end, I want to express that it has been a privilege for me to bring you, the listener, news summaries during all these years. In these turbulent times, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. This is Kent Allen saying goodbye from Jerusalem.
In other news, in response to last Sunday's terror attacks, killing 15 people celebrating Hanukkah at Bondi Beach, Australia, I invited David Silver, founder of Out of Zion Ministries, to comment.
Well, of course, it's a horrendous situation, what happened. However, Israel, the government, the Mossad, and even Australian rabbis had been warning the Australian government that the anti-Semitism increase in Australia could only end up one way, and that's with people being killed. And that's exactly what happened, because the government didn't take significant steps to prevent it and to come against people protesting and denigrating Jewish people. So the writing really was on the wall.
So what do you feel needs to be done, to curb this increasing rhetoric and anti-Semitic attacks on Jewish people, not only, of course, in Australia, but we're seeing this around the world at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's a tricky question, Jennifer, and we have to be careful how we pray, because, Josie and I and others, we believe that it's only persecution and the threat of something happening to people which will drive them back to live in Israel. And, of course, we need to see the prophecies fulfilled, and there's a number of prophecies speaking about all the Jewish people coming back to the land. So we don't really want to pray against the anti-Semitism, but we do need to pray that people won't be harmed or even worse, killed, like what has happened. There was another serious attack on an Orthodox Jew in the New York subway. And, there's other terror attacks in the planning stage. So one of Mossad's main duties is to pick up intelligence on what's going on out there in the nations, because Iran has openly threatened to carry out terror attacks in the nations on Jewish locations.
So in a way, you know, this is happening at the same time as you were saying that God could be using this to fulfill his purposes, really.
Well, Prime Minister Netanyahu openly invited all of the Australians to come back to Israel. And, you know, he means that really for all the Jewish people around the world. Some have already, you know, done it since the increase of anti-Semitism following October 7. The Aliyah figures are quite high, but still people are holding back. And, you know, it's understandable for someone who's born in another country and maybe, you know, life's going good for them currently. It's understandable that they would be reluctant, you know, to move to Israel in the Middle East, which is, you know, pretty shaky. But, you know, if they really understand what it means to be Jewish and they understand, you know, God's plans and purposes, they need to be making plans to get out as quickly as they can, or we'll have another situation like what happened in 1938, 1939 in Germany and Poland.
And what is the mood like in Israel at the moment as Israelis celebrate this week-long festival of Hanukkah?
Well, you know, Israelis are very resilient, and on one hand, we can mourn, and on the other hand, we can celebrate. So, you know, Josie and I went out to light the third candle at our son's place last night, and, you know, it was like the early evening, and the roads were full, probably of people, you know, traveling to friends and family to celebrate Hanukkah. And I think Jewish people have this mentality that when something bad happens, rather than mourn and lock yourself in your home, just go out and celebrate whatever is going on out there, which in a way, you know, defeats the purpose of those who are trying to, you know, undermine Jewish life.
And David, looking ahead to 2026, what do you see happening, particularly with President Trump's Gaza plan, which Hamas has rejected? Can we expect another turbulent year?
Well, you know, I think we definitely can expect another turbulent year, whether it be in Gaza or even on the northern border. You know, Hamas is refusing to lay down their arms in Gaza, which was a part of the arrangement, and they're still holding on to one body, which they haven't released yet. And at the same time, Hezbollah is also rebuilding. And interestingly, either the president or the prime minister of Lebanon is claiming that he will disarm Hezbollah by the end of the year. Well, he's only got 2 weeks, which is a pie in the sky. And, you know, Hamas is refusing to disarm, but that was a part of stage two, which we haven't really entered into yet. I did see that Hamas was demanding more negotiations concerning stage two, but, you know, they assigned the original agreement that Donald Trump put forward. That's typical negotiations here, you know, in the Middle East. You say something, make a little bit of a start, and then try to change it. And with the world, you know, with the world watching what's going on, Israel's being very careful just to, you know, engage in operations that are really necessary, with the hope that the peace process in Gaza and in the north will continue.
And lastly, David, as we remember the miracle of Hanukkah, how would you encourage our listeners to be praying at this time, particularly for the Jewish people and the events that are happening?
Hanukkah, one of the other names of Hanukkah, is the festival of light. So I think the best way to pray right now is that as the Jewish people light their Hanukkah candles, they will see that Yeshua is the Messiah. He's the light of the world. And we can also pray that at this time, you know, particularly the leaders and the media in the nations will see the light and realize that they've been reporting on the wrong side of the conflict.
That was David Silver. For more details, go to www.outofsa'an.org. Meanwhile, as I step down from producing these weekly reports, I want to express my heartfelt thanks to all my listeners who supported the programs throughout the years. May your Christmas be filled with happiness and your new year with peace. For more details about all my reports, go to online middleeastreport.com.